The Queensland and Australian governments have released their plan to safeguard the Great Barrier Reef, but conservationists say it doesn't go nearly far enough. The Reef 2050 plan stops short of banning the dumping of dredge spoil inside the World Heritage Area. Anna Vido reports.
Environmental campaigners say the Reef 2050 long-term sustainability plan isn't all bad, but it doesn't provide the guarantees they were looking for. The Australian Maritime Conservation Society's Felicity Wishart.
This plan was supposed to be the plan to fix the reef to ensure that 100 years from now we would be seen as the generation that had ensured the reef was fully protected. It's not delivering that. It's hard to be optimistic.
The UN's World Heritage Committee has expressed concern about the ill health of the reef, which it says is threatened by the combined impact of poor water quality and development. Felicity Wishart says the Reef 2050 plan won't be enough to stop UNESCO from listing the reef as in danger next year.
It feels like the reef is a sinking ship and we're trying to bail it out with a thimble. What we need to see is major action to ban the dumping of dredge spoil, to rapidly reduce the sediment and the pollution loads that are running onto the reef. These are the things that UNESCO has raised serious concerns about. They've wanted to see a plan that would manage those cumulative impacts. This plan is not the one that does that.
Queensland's Environment Minister, Andrew Powell, says the plan does meet UNESCO's requirements.
We've pulled it together with efforts from the likes of AgForce, the Australian Institute of Marine Science, Ports Australia, the Queensland Conservation Council. So we've actually had those people sitting around the table, looking at the work we've done around the strategic assessments, looking at the commitments we've given around ports and the Queensland Port Strategy, looking at the recommendations of UNESCO, looking at the values of this wonderful World Heritage property. And it was a commitment from UNESCO that we get that done and finalised this year and out for public comment, and we've done that.
Despite her organisation's involvement in the process, though, WWF Australia's reef campaigner, Louise Matheson, also believes the plan falls short.
We were hoping for higher targets for reducing pollution, some funding to help farmers achieve those targets, and also a permanent ban on the dumping of dredge spoil. And so far, the draft plan doesn't deliver any of those things.
Recently, the Queensland government reversed a decision to allow the dumping of dredge spoil from the Abbott Point development within the World Heritage Area. WWF's Louise Matheson says that's a good sign, but stricter legislation around dredge dumping is needed.
The only thing that's in the plan is a commitment to develop a policy to manage dredging. There's no clear guarantee that that policy will lead to an end to the dumping of dredge spoil in the entire World Heritage Area, or that it will include measures to minimise the dredging itself.
The Queensland Resources Council's chief executive is Michael Roche.
There is going to be a dredge management strategy that will prioritise beneficial reuse. There will also be a statewide coordinated maintenance dredging program. The issue about disposal at sea is that Minister Hunt, the federal minister, has made it very clear that he will not be supporting disposal in future in the marine park. But we do need to look at each case and see what is the best outcome for the environment. And we have to ensure, of course, that there are suitable land-based options.
Existing targets to reduce agricultural chemical runoff remain unchanged in the plan. Matt Keeley is the senior environment manager for sugar producers group Cane Growers. He says many farmers have already significantly reduced runoff, but acknowledges there's still a long way to go.
Having a target of reducing 50% of dissolved inorganic nitrogen going out to the reef by 2018 is a tough one to probably achieve, and I don't know if we can actually achieve it, but that doesn't stop us improving our practices. It should be everybody playing their part, and I think that's where the Reef 2050 strategy can help try to achieve some of those aspirational targets in the longer term.
Matt Keeley from the sugar producers group Cane Growers, ending Anna Vido's report.